Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Thanks very much for hanging around with us. You're going to be glad you did because our good friend Gerald Celente is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald is the guy that I've been telling you about for a long time. Let me see if I can find... I've got that information here somewhere. Gerald has been with us now for a long time. He's been a member of our Brain Trust since 19... In fact, this May will be our 10th anniversary of Gerald being on the in our Brain Trust. And so we'll have to make sure we have him back in May and celebrate that. He's the author of Trends 2000. He's the author of the Trends Journal, which I've been telling you about for all these years. And I'm glad to be able to say he's our good friend. Gerald Celente, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Boy, 10 years, huh?
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I appreciate, as you know, we celebrate our 10th anniversary in November, but it's people like you, Gerald, you and the other members of our Brain Trust, especially the folks who were here in the beginning, it's folks like you that we owe a lot to, who kept coming back and giving us your time and encouragement. And so, you know, I want you to know, Gerald, I appreciate all of my Brain Trust members, but you're in a group of people that have a very special place with us.
Well, thank you. And I'm happy to do it because I'm all for the entrepreneur. And that the only way that this country is going to regain some of its greatness is by entrepreneurs, by buying local, by building America first. You know, Jim, one of the trend alerts that we just sent out, we call it the Great Depreciation, the selling of America. And the Federal Reserve, every time that they keep lowering interest rates, they keep making it cheaper to borrow dollars. And it's a very simple formula, and it's proven and predictable. The cheaper to borrow money, the less the dollar is worth against foreign currencies. Mm-hmm. The less the dollar is worth against stronger foreign currencies, the cheaper it is for foreigners to come in and buy up this country. And they've already sold our manufacturing base overseas, and now they're selling the prime jewels of our service economy, our banks. And when you sell the banks, you sell America.
I want to add a couple of layers of my thoughts into those two things. Number one, Gerald, I kind of disagree with your characterization of selling the jobs overseas, because those jobs are migrating around the country not because of anything our government did, but because of our intellectual journey. And because, I mean, jobs we're able to migrate jobs around the world so that the jobs are being done wherever they're supposed to be done. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, Gerald, but the country that's lost more manufacturing jobs in total numbers and percentage-wise than anybody in the last 5 years is China. They've lost more jobs than anybody because of technology and because those lower paying jobs have migrated to other places. That's one thing. The other thing I want to point out is the banks you're talking about that have gotten into trouble, they're not just U.S. banks, they're global banks.
Oh, I know they are, but you're seeing Citigroup, the nation's largest bank.
Yep. Yep.
Merrill Lynch, and they go to these they call them sovereign wealth funds.
Yep.
You know, from Kuwait, Abu Dhabi.
Tell us what a sovereign wealth fund is.
A sovereign wealth fund is another country. That's a language that they use to disguise what it really is. It's these foreign countries like China, Kuwait, Abu Dhabi.
They've created their own funds.
It's their country. It's their
own the oil, and so they own the wealth, and that wealth has been converted into an actual funding organization that goes out and buys stuff like stocks in Citibank.
Yep. And so what we're concerned about, and what we're saying, for example, I just bought a wonderful pair of shoes the other day, some nice winter shoes up here for the north. Cost me $145, and they're made in Australia. And I'm saying, why can't they make these shoes in America? Why do all our shoes have to come from somewhere
well,
else?
If they made those shoes in America, it would cost $350.
Maybe yes and maybe no. And what I'm saying is that what they call free trade, I call exporting
our labor to the cheapest foreign competitor. But, Gerald, I'm telling you, that shoe would not have cost you. It cost you more than $150. And so you make my point. You make my point, Gerald, when you talk about that, because that $150 allowed you to get a nice pair of shoes, and it improved your standard of living without costing you an extra $200.
Well, I would respectfully disagree with you, considering the value of the Australian dollar against the U.S. dollar, and that I believe that we can make a great shoe in this country by paying a decent wage for $150, and that we need, in my opinion, that we need to buy local, support each other, and put America first. I'm an America firster. I think now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And when you keep selling your assets overseas, listen, Jim, you think these usury rates that the banks are charging us now at 30% when you're a day late with your credit card are bad because of the Democrats and the Republicans that let it happen? Just wait until the Chinese and the Arabs take over the banks.
Well, I gotta be honest with you. I'm not happy about that. That doesn't make me comfortable. But Gerald, the reason why this has happened to the banks is there's one word that explains what happened to the banks, and that's greed. Unmitigated, unrelenting, unabashed greed.
I mean, look at these things they come up with. We've never heard of CDOs, SIVs. Now, what's this new one, this auction-backed securities? I mean, we've never heard of this stuff before. You know, so, no, we're in a critical time, and now here's a current event forming future trends. We just saw, 147 million pounds of beef being recalled.
Yep.
You know, they're not going to recall all that beef. It's lost into the system. We saw it with Tops, a company that went under a couple of months ago, that they were recalling 40-something million pounds.
You know, that's a lot of beef. Gerald, but one
thing we're saying, Jim, is these are the opportunities. Micro farming. There's a big segment of society that wants high quality product. They don't want the lowest.
And these are the kind. Now you're getting to. And thank you very much for that. Now we're getting to the elements that small business owners should be paying attention to.
Exactly.
And when we come back, I want you to focus some more on that. And by the way, folks, I did the math on this. Me being an old farm boy and all. 1.4 million pounds of beef turns out to be about 3,000 head of cattle. For whatever that means to you, about 3,000 cows. Stand by. Quick break. Stay with us.
Hey, Jim. This is Brad Hiskin with IAS Training, author of Munchies for Salespeople, and I'm a salesman, not a PhD. I just wanted to congratulate you on 10 years of helping the small business person survive. It's been a real pleasure doing radio shows with you. Congratulations. Job well done. Keep up the good work.
A little bit of Chicago for you coming back there. That's Brad Hiskin on narration there. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you're having as much fun as I am, because I always do. It's the only way to do it, folks. If you can't have fun, let's just forget about it. Gerald Celente, I'm always trying to help Gerald have more fun, but Gerald is such a smart guy. He's so scary smart about the world and about all the things that are going on. That Gerald, sometimes I feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. I'm always trying to pep you up and make you a little happier. But you seem to know things that I don't know, and that's what scares me, Gerald. I love you, but sometimes you know so much, and you're a little dour about it, and it makes me think that maybe I should be worrying more.
Well, you know, people call, you know, we said, for instance, when we had our Trends Journal, the top trends of 2008, we said that Americans would be waking up and the world would be too, so it's some of the worst economic conditions they've ever seen. Well, we just went through a historic January opening on the world indexes that were the worst in history. They were the worst in history. Jim, this is going to be one of those times when people look back and they say, couldn't the people see what was coming?
Yeah.
What stopped them? Well, I'll tell you what stopped them. It's called the Cartoon News Network. network.
Yeah.
Look at these clowns that they have out there.
The 24-hour news cycle is going to be the death of us, I'm afraid.
It's junk. It's one piece of junk.
It's awful.
These young kids babbling on about nothing, you know, and I'm no old fogey. But anyway, in going
I want to come back. Yeah, before we go there, I want you to give us your website, please. I want folks to know how they can find you.
TrendsResearch.com. Trends Research, that's plural.
And the book Trends 2000, folks, has been out a while, obviously, because it was published before 2000. I was telling you about it in 1998, but I tell you, folks, there's so much wisdom in that book that you still need to read it in 2008. Gerald, talk to us about. By the way, you can subscribe. They can subscribe to your public. Is it quarterly? Is the Trends Journal still quarterly?
It's a quarterly, but we send out trends alerts on as need notice.
Right. I get them all the time. Thank you for that, by the way. Gerald, talk to us about what small business owners need to know about where things are right now.
What's going to happen, Jim? We're seeing it already. The business model for American businesses, the corporate, for example, what we're saying now is if you want to see why you or your children may be unhealthy, it's because you're eating corporate food. This is low-quality crap. What they showed on TV in lifting up dead cows and maimed cows on forklifts, this is not an aberration. This is what's going on all the time, and we've been writing about it for years. The reason they don't show mad cow disease in this country, there's a good reason for it. They don't test for it. And the testing that they do is minimal.
Do you shop at the grocery store, Gerald?
I shop. I try to buy as much local and organic as I can.
Yep.
I support the local farmers in the Hudson Valley.
And good for you, and I admire you for that, and I do too.
And if people want a higher quality of life, rather than going down to the lowest common denominator, this is what we need to do. So what we're saying to the entrepreneurs out there, there are plenty of products and services of high quality that a good 30% of the population is willing to put their money where their mind is and where their mouth is. And these are the targets to go to in a declining economy.
Do you think
to follow the money.
Do you think green has a place in small business future?
It's not green. It's smart.
Yeah.
Waste not, want not. Conservation engineers. What kind of draperies, what kind of materials, what kind of anything can I use that's going to retain heat, that's going to let out heat, that's going to keep out heat? On and on and on. Conservation is going to be key. Alternative energies, you've been talking about it. Way beyond biofuel, wind and solar. A great website for those that have the minds to understand this. It's beyond me a lot of it. It's called Infinite Energy. They're talking about things like zero-point energy, hydrino power, charge clusters.
If I were running for president right now, I could get elected, I believe. There are two or three things that I would talk about that nobody else is talking about, but one of them would be my story, and I would be delivering on this. I would deliver on this. If I were running for president, I would be talking about making the United States the world leader and owning the franchise in alternative energy.
Jim,
multiple variations of alternative energy.
I could not agree with you more. It's something.
But on the bottom of my alternative energy list would be ethanol from corn.
Of course, that's a government scam. You know that.
Yeah.
That's a political scam. You know, we're subsidizing and it's not an efficient process. So we're talking about all these things that they're. But conservation engineers, if you're going to send your kid to college to get a degree in business administration, marketing, art history, don't waste your money. Send your kid to a college where they're going to get a return on investment, and it's going to be in conservation. And this is Yankee frugality, Yankee ingenuity. These are the things that are going to save us, and I could not agree with you more.
Yeah. I'm going to stop on that one, Gerald. You're agreeing with me. That's great. Hey, give us your website again, Gerald.
TrendsResearch.com.
Gerald Celente, C-E-L-E-N-T-E. Gerald, thank you for being here. Good job today, and we're going to get you back again real soon. We're going to celebrate that 10th anniversary.
Terrific.
Thanks, Gerald. Gerald Celente, folks, check it out when you get a chance. He's the best. Quick break, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
One more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.